This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. It is the New Year's Eve edition of the program. Welcome to it. It's a very special episode of Free Talk Live because I got the hosts of The Call to Freedom on the air with me for the first time, both of y'all in the studio on Free Talk Live together. You individually have been on Free Talk Live. In fact, Aria, just for your first time last week. Will, it's been a little while since you've been on.
Yeah. I haven't been on since it was snowy before. Like,
is that right?
Well, I may have came on when you did. You guys broadcast. You guys didn't broadcast really from.
We did Fork Fest.
Yeah,
yeah.
I did Fork Fest with you guys a couple episodes, but that was it.
So, you know, I mentioned this on your show today because I actually opened up Call to Freedom, which is the afternoon drive show on LRN.FM. It stands for the Liberty Radio Network. You guys are basically celebrating your first full year.
Yeah. Well, we retired the Sunday night show on New Year's Eve last year. We were on from 10 to midnight before, weren't we? Or 9 to 11.
Like a Sunday show, I think.
Yeah, we did a Sunday show from 10 to midnight. And last year, on New Year's Eve, we retired the Sunday show.
Right.
And then the following day started our... So tomorrow will be 1 year.
I thought we took like 2 weeks off or so.
Yeah. I thought maybe we did. The 8th or something.
Maybe we did.
Yeah, you're basically celebrating
our first year. Yeah, first full year on the air.
On the air and
5 days a week.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's been great.
Yeah.
And now you're here with me. And I mentioned on your show today, the very beginning, because you were a little bit late, so I had to start the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, that, well, anyway, I've had you guys both on, and it's been great. So, of course, we're going to actually be here through the end of the evening tonight, all the way through to New Year's Day, which is kind of a first for Free Talk Live, because we always end our show at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And tonight we are going to end the radio show at 10 o'clock Eastern, because we have to, and then we'll be starting a Free Talk Live after show, which will be only on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. So we'll start that right as soon as the radio show ends, and we'll go all the way through till whenever we feel like being done, basically.
Right.
So
the after party
through midnight. We got we've got some listeners hanging out here, some Free Talk Live amplifiers supporters who happen to be in the area tonight, joining us in the studio. So thank you here. Of course, there's always a lot to talk about. The toll free number, if you want to join us because we are live, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So, yeah, great having you guys on the show. Oh, yeah, the thing that I wanted to mention was that I know that, you know, you guys are always so busy. I mean, you have another job. I'm surprised you're not working at the pizza shop. All right, tonight.
I screwed them tonight.
Okay.
I do too.
You guys are always so busy. You're the last hosts that I would invite on to Free Talk Live just because you're always doing your show. And so it was nice, pleasant surprise, Aria, when you said you wanted to actually host tonight. So we gave Melanie the night off. And then, Will, I mentioned something to you about it, and you were like, you wanted to come in too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Mark's actually running to get you coffee or something like
that.
He's around
he
somewhere.
He gave me a cup of decaf.
So it's great to have you guys here. So join us here. I was talking also earlier today on your show about New Year's resolutions. Now's the time to talk about it, right? So if people out there have had success with your New Year's resolution, whatever it was in 2017, did you actually do it, you know, for the one you made for 2018? Did you actually accomplish it, or did you fail within the first month? I heard the other day that most people fail within the first month as far as their New Year's resolutions.
Usually like the first 2 weeks.
You think so?
Yeah. On average, most people within 2 weeks have given up whatever their their thing is, particularly if it's smoking and weight loss, because those are the two that take the most effort to get rolling.
Yeah, you got to create a new habit.
Yeah.
Right?
Or break an old habit.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I mean, a New Year's resolution kind of has procrastination built into it as well.
Yep.
Because there's no reason to wait if you want to change your life.
Yeah.
Good
point. When I wanted to quit smoking, it was the middle of July, and then by the end of September, I didn't smoke cigarettes anymore. Well, no, by the time I got here, so like a week, I didn't smoke cigarettes anymore. I had a vape, and within by January, I wasn't using the vape anymore. You know, just bam, bam, and bam. And
I'd rather die of lung cancer.
I used to say that. I used to say that. Even though I watched my uncle die with lung cancer, it was pretty horrific.
Yeah.
Well, cancer kills everyone in my family anyway.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you figure you might as well jump in.
At least I know what's killing me. You know? It's those people dying of nothing that have to worry.
Well, in my case, I don't make New Year's resolutions every year or anything like that, but I think there's something to be said for a time where you reflect on things and,
sure,
you know, decide maybe there is a different direction that that you want to go in. Certainly, you can do that every single day of your life.
I call that Ramadan.
Yeah.
Well, that's... That kind of reflection is something, like, we talk on the show, like, we listen to, like, Islamic scholars, we have Islamic scholars on, and they'll tell you that is something that you need to be doing in your life every day.
Every day. No, I totally
agree. Every day.
Totally agree. I mean, every morning that you wake up is a new start for yourself, basically. You can leave everything you want that was in your past, you just leave it behind, and you can create yourself anew.
It can take years for some people. You know, I was always told... You know, everybody moves at different speeds. Some people can, you know, run a mile in a minute, and some people, they've got to just trudge along and get there when they get there. And that's just, you know, some people can give everything they've got, fisabilillah, and some people can give, you know, 10%, which, you know, if the starting point is zero, then a little bit is better than nothing, you know?
Yes.
You know, so... maybe you're not going to quit smoking. You're like, I'm going to quit smoking. Cut down at least. Drop back to a half a pack. Kill yourself a little less than you were last year. I mean, I'm not saying...
Both of those things take willpower.
They do.
You still have to be able to drop down and stay down.
Exactly. Staying down is usually the hard part.
You have to desire to. Right?
Yes.
I mean, if you don't genuinely desire to, it's not going to stick.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what other people tell you.
I beat crystal meth. That's a
tough one.
You beat opiates. You know, it's about what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew if I wanted to get away from the crystal meth, that what I had to do was not be around people who had it and did it. You know, it was a pretty simple thing. So I moved to Texas.
But at least it wasn't Oklahoma.
Yeah, exactly. No, I got a contract, and I went to Texas to do the contract in Texas, and I just decided when I got, you know, I decided when I left that I wasn't going to seek it out when I got there, and I decided when I got home that I wasn't going to seek it out when I got home. I did one more time. I touched it one time from the time that I quit and today, and it reminded me of why I wanted to quit, and I never touched it again. That's how you quit something. Deciding, January 1st, I'm going to make this. 99% of the time, that's not the way it's going to work. It's just not. It's not.
No, I totally agree with you. In my case, I think it was just, it happened to be 11:30 that night, and I decided, you know, I'm done with Facebook. It's over. And that was when I, you know, decided to take that seriously. I had been weaning myself off of it, though. And the way I explained that was, what I did was I refused to allow myself to click the notifications icon until I get to 5. Because I'd always go. Every single time I saw a notification there, I'd always go and click on it. And so I waited till 5, and then I set to 10, then I set to 20, and then to, like, you know, 30 and 50, and so on. And eventually it got to the point where whenever I would look at it, like at 20 or whatever, it was just a waste of my time, even looking, even sorting through what was in there. It had all become just useless garbage to me. Mm-hmm. And so eventually once it got to 99, I never even clicked it again.
Yeah. It was 99. This is so overwhelming. Yeah. You just look at it and you're like,
no.
No. I'm just going to click on it and then click it again, and that makes them go away.
Nope.
They're not. I'm just going to click mark all as. There we go.
So they keep coming back. But then they'll keep coming back.
If you mark them all as red, they don't come back.
5 minutes later, there'll be another one.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Ian.
Yeah, especially Ian.
So, it is New Year's Eve, of course. Open phones, as always. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about, you know, beating an addiction, your own personal story, or whatever's on your mind. Of course, there's stuff in the news as well. Speaking of social media, Google shutting down Google+. Yeah. Well, we knew it was coming, right?
What?
Did you know that existed? Google+? You ever heard about that? We're coming up here.
Oh, you mean their Facebook?
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it's the New Year's Eve edition of the program. And by the way, we will be live here on New Year's Day as well, so Throughout the holidays, Free Talk Live is there for you every single day, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Those are our live times. And like I said, later tonight on Twitch, only at twitch.lrn.fm from 10 p.m. to into the new year. By the way, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S. Phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. At some point, we got this Uyghur story, which is crazy. It sounds like coming out of China.
Yeah.
That's on the way here tonight. We were just talking about New Year's resolutions and the idea that you don't need to wait until January 1st to decide to make your life better. You can just do that any old day that you're ready to make change. Now, you know, that can be difficult for some people who have trouble getting out of bed, for instance.
Sure.
But a lot of people out there, and certainly within our listening audience and in general, suffer from depression. And I imagine that makes the matter of trying to improve your life a lot more difficult. So if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to do so. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, for people who are depressed, you know, going for a walk is a good idea, getting some exercise.
Well, I struggle with depression.
Yeah.
I mean, but you still have to pull yourself up and go out there and do it. That's the only way to overcome depression.
Of course.
I mean, even that doesn't overcome it.
Placebos help, too.
I'm sure they do.
There was a study that showed that placebo can cure depression.
Well, so can psilocybin cubensis.
Yeah.
They did a study called the gratitude test on people with severe depression. And basically what they were supposed to do was every day they had to come up with 10 things, and not sarcastically, like 10 things every day
that they're grateful for,
that they were grateful for in their life, and that it literally helped people cure their, well, not cure, but combat their depression, because... You know, that the concept of, you know, gratitude is it's a really powerful, strong and powerful thing within the human psyche.
Yeah, I think that's an important idea, is to think about things every day that you're grateful for, and that can keep you in that more positive mindset, because it's easy to get weighed down by the burdens of life. It's easy to look around and see all the ugliness that's out there. But, of course, the reality is we have to have the ugly in order to appreciate the beautiful. We have to have the broken in order to appreciate the fixed. But you get to choose what side of those things you focus on, right? So what are you looking for? Odds are good. You're going to find it. And being, you know, filling yourself with gratitude towards whatever it is that's in your life, and being specific about it in your mind, say it out loud if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
These are steps that an individual can take privately. You don't have to tell anybody else, you know, that you're doing this. It's just for you. And focus on those things for some amount of time every day. Some people might call that a meditation.
Sure.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That's one way to look at it.
I went to my dad's UC church Berkeley, once, and they gave everybody post-it notes, and they said, we want you to write down something on this, and we're going to put it on this board, and everybody's going to pick one thing and pray about it. Well, I took mine home, and I put it on my bathroom mirror to remind myself each day, as long as it stuck up there, that yep. The only person who can fix my problems is me, and that turning it over to some anonymous person to let them send happy thoughts into the universe, whatever.
Not that that's a bad idea. I mean, if you want to put good thoughts out there, that
sure.
Can't harm anything.
No, I agree. Right. It certainly won't harm anything.
But you're right. You're the only one who can make a difference in your life.
Yeah.
And being able to take those steps to spend that little bit of time with yourself to try to make your life better, it's worth it. It was worth it for you.
Absolutely. Right?
So you want to join us again. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And, you know, not everything you start has to work out. Sometimes you need to know when to walk away from a bad idea. I mean, because you don't want that. You know, you don't.
I'm not going to admit what you just said is true. Because I don't believe that the idea is are always bad that you have to walk away from.
Well, sometimes it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Sometimes you have great ideas and you just can't make it happen.
Sure, and sometimes you might have a great idea, but the marketplace just didn't agree with you.
Agree.
And that's okay, too. And in the case of Google Plus, they're shutting down. Remember that thing, Google Plus?
I'd forgotten that it was a thing.
Yeah, we made a page on there once, and we linked it up to whatever other social media we had and promptly forgot about it.
Yeah.
They're shutting down their beleaguered social network sooner than expected in the wake of a security issue that has affected 52.5 million of their users. They received their initial kiss of death in early October when the company revealed that a security bug had exposed account information of over 500,000 of their users, including the names.
They had 500,000 users? I just remember it was the only way I could ever get in touch with David, with David Friedman.
Okay.
The professor. That was it.
Yeah.
That was the only like redeeming thing about it was if I needed to get in touch with David Friedman, that was where you went.
Unfortunately, the security flaw exposed the account information, including names, email addresses, and their occupations. So pretty big flaw. And this is what happens, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Google, you know, you fill in the name of the corporation. If they've got your info, there's a good chance that you might be included in one of the next leaks.
Yeah.
And of course, it's all information you gave to them or it's account information that they gave to you. But either way, in a blog post Monday, Google wrote that they discovered a second bug that allowed the profile information of 52.5 million users to be viewable by developers, even if your profile was set to private. Using one of Google's application programming interfaces, or APIs, for 6 days in November. Once again, available data included information including email addresses, occupations, and ages. Google said the bug didn't give third-party apps access to the financial data or passwords, and it didn't find any evidence the private profile info was accessed or misused, but regardless, they now plan to shut down Google Plus by April of 2019. So if you've got something that matters to you on Google Plus, I doubt you do, but in case that you do, you might want to go ahead and get a copy of that because it's going to go bye-bye. Like so many other Google projects have over the years. You know, they had a feed reading program, I think, at one time. Google, I don't know if it was like Google News or something like that. There was some kind of, you could put like RSS feeds into a Google program, and it was really good. And then they just decided, well, we're just going to stop developing this, and if you don't like it, well, here's your files. So, you know, we'll give you an export. You can take this export maybe to some other companies. Luckily, some other companies did step up, and they let you kind of import your Google feeds. But they just walked away from that one, too. It's the question of, you know, what are they going to walk away from next?
Well, it's, you know, with these companies, you throw 15 piles of manure at the wall, and you keep the one that sticks, you know. For them, Hangouts stuck.
Drive.
All that stuff out. They threw all that out.
I would not recommend using Google Drive.
Not if you care about your privacy.
Right.
Well, yeah, not if you care about your privacy. But, I mean, for what it is, it works really well. And it's, I mean, yeah, it's popular. A lot of people use it.
The sharing works well.
Exactly. I hear herpes is popular as well.
Toll-free number tonight. You can join us. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We get the Chinese Muslims coming up here, the Uyghurs. Plus, in other tech news, how much of the internet is fake? Did you guys talk about this story on your show?
No, not yet.
Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News. Democrats take control of the House of Representatives on Thursday and plan on passing spending bills to help open the government and end the partial government shutdown. The House also plans on passing a resolution with $1.3 billion for border security. Arizona Congressman Republican Debbie Lesko tells Fox News how her district in Arizona feels about illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration and stopping it has been the number one issue polled-wise in Arizona for many years, and it was this election year, too, especially in my district.
Thousands of folks are already gathering in Times Square in New York City to be part of the New Year's Eve celebration. Commissioner James O'Neill says the NYPD is ready for the festivities.
Road closures in the Bowtie area started at 4. The Penn start to fill up. We have 13 access points. I do have concerns at any large event, but this is what the NYPD, we do this how many times a year?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the New Year's Eve edition of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us here if you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available. Go to discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can interact with, in this case, not all of you are on Discord at the moment, but y'all do have accounts on Discord.
Yeah.
Will Coley joining me here, and also Aria DiMezzo, the host of The Call to Freedom, which I'm happy to say your website is fixed now.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Calltofreedomlive.com. Turned out there was some sort of some error with their firewall set up down at y'all's hosting. So
yeah,
we got that ironed out.
Over at agoristhosting.com.
Yep. Yeah, and he worked fast to get that fixed.
Oh, he did. Boom. As soon as we knew what was going on.
Well, people just don't go to websites anymore. No. You know? Like, you didn't go to your website from this computer and however long it was that it was not working. It was working in most of the world.
It worked on my computer, so it didn't mean anything to me.
You know? And Free Talk Live's website has gone down over the years as far as its usage is concerned. People are on these social media platforms.
I remember back in the day, Free Talk Live's website was hopping.
Yeah, there was
a time. It used to be the place. Like 2012, 2013, it was the place, yo.
There was a time, I mean, back before that, we had a thing called a BBS. We had this forum that our users were on quite often. And then once social media happened, it just
dried
right up.
Facebook changed the game.
Yeah. And I think it did for the worse, honestly.
Yeah. People are at. Are
yep. Just, you caught yeah. yourself there. Yeah.
Yeah.
People
awful.
Are,
they're awful nowadays.
So if you want to comment, join us here. We're going to the phones, to the fun. We got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah,
already.
Happy New Year. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to mention that, you know, my mother texted me. She told me she's going to start ordering that that galactose molecule I was talking about.
And you must be very excited about that. Is she going to join the multi-level marketing network marketing company as well so she can become a diamond distributor?
No.
Just find two. Who'll find two, and then they'll find two, and you're set for life.
Well, you know what? What I know is that I know she's going to take, so she told me she's going to take it for the rest of her life now because she stopped taking it for like 6 months. And then what happened was she was driving and she slammed into a wall and then she blacked out because she has diabetes. And then I just told her that she was doing better when she was taking this. And she stopped because she told me the same thing that you guys are saying. It's just a scam. It costs $40 a bottle. It's just a ripoff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it probably is a scam, and it probably is a ripoff. But that's not to say that some people aren't going to have.
Tell your mother to take black seed oil.
What's that?
Look, I don't know. If she's diabetic enough that she's having seizures and blacking out while driving, she needs to go to a doctor.
For real.
Not a website. Send your mother if you care about your mother, send her to a doctor.
An endocrinologist.
Well, the thing is, what my whole point was that I just noticed that she was doing better, like, when she was taking this for
my
first
time. We tried to explain to you this last time, and I'm glad that you've called in again so we can once again explain how important the concept of correlation is not causation. So just because your mom was taking this pill or whatever it is, powder, I'm not sure how it's delivered, just because your mother was taking this product and at the same time she seemed to be better doesn't necessarily mean that it was that product that was leading to her being better. It could mean that, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. And so that's why going and actually having tests done and maybe getting on some medications that might be actually known to be more effective in this area could be useful.
Well,
or just keep taking voodoo pills. I mean, you never know. I mean, the placebo effect is a very strong thing.
Now, but I lack my voodoo pills.
Well, she didn't believe in the pills when she was taking them, right? So it wouldn't have necessarily... I guess it still could have acted as a placebo if she didn't believe in it, but it's more likely to act as a placebo if she believes in it.
Well, the thing is, I
you know what the placebo effect is, right, Sarah?
Well, the thing is, you know what?
That was a question. Wait. Don't get back on the script. There's a question for you. Do you know what the placebo effect is?
Yeah, of course I know.
Then can you explain
it? You know what? Well, of course. The thing is, I'm just saying, so the placebo is like it has no effect, but you believe in it that it works, so then you whatever you believe, you manifest it. That's what you're saying.
Okay. So you do know what the placebo effect is. So could you acknowledge that this is a placebo effect? This galactose molecule thing you're talking about?
Yeah, the network marketing.
No. That doesn't have anything to do with network marketing. That's just how they're selling their product. And I've got my own critiques of network marketing, but that's not where I wanted to go when asking you about, you know, whether you can acknowledge that this could be the placebo effect.
But you know what? She's convinced now she's better off with this product. She's willing to pay $38 plus shipping.
Hey, if paying $40 a month for the rest of your life makes you feel better, then write that check. As far as I'm concerned.
Well, the thing is, and then I
nothing wrong with that. If that's what makes you feel better, if you're like, if I didn't write this check for $40 or hook up the auto ship through my new account over at whatever company this is, then I would not feel good for the rest of my life. If that makes you feel good, God has blessed you, Sarah. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
Black seed honey and goats.
Happy New Year.
It'll make her all better.
Now, did you hear that from somewhere, or did you just make that up?
I just made it up. Okay. No, black seed honey and black seed oil are very good for you. They're a part of Ayurvedic medicine. It's traditional Arab and Indian medicine.
See, now that's what you should do. You gotta call it back to something. Some sort of authoritarian, you know, man in a lab coat, or the old ways, right?
Yeah.
So.
The saying goes is that there's a cure in black seed for everything but death.
Hmm.
So if you take black seed, it's just, it's good for your health. It's full of like free radicals and antioxidants. And mm-hmm. It's not a cure, but it's good for you. It's good to maintain your health, supposedly. I eat black seed honey. It's a really thick honey. It's kind of a smoky flavor. It's amazing.
Now you have to import that.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, I have to get it from Kuwait.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Basically, yeah. So basically they have black seed farms in Kuwait, and now they've got this brilliant idea that they put beehives in the middle of those fields. So the bees pollinate their black seed plants mm-hmm. and then make honey with it, and it makes a very dark, very, very thick honey. And it has kind of a smoky flavor, and we put it in when we have colds, because there is scientific research that shows that darker honeys are better for you. They're higher; they have a higher nutritional value. They have higher mineral content and a higher vitamin content. So we use that when we make our teas when we're sick instead of a light-colored honey like we would normally use on the table.
And aren't there benefits as well from a honey that's not from your local area to where there's like some sort of immune system benefits to that?
Well, if you eat honey from local bees, it will help you with local allergies. Uh-huh. So if you're eating honey from Tennessee when you travel in Tennessee, your allergies may not be as bad. But I would say you would probably want to eat local honey and local bee pollen. And local royal jelly, if you can get your hands on it, because that helps you build immunities for local allergens in the flower population. Because, you know, some people have really bad hay fever, and that's a way to help with it.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up here whatever you want. Still in the tech news section here of the show, because I found this one the other day, and I think it was actually in our LRN.FM Discord in the news stories show prep group, which is a great group, by the way. I've gotten a lot of great show prep from that group, so thank you to everybody that's submitting content over there. That's one of the other things that sort of replaced our website is, you know, the website is this Reddit-based thing at freetalklive.com where you can submit to a Reddit, but you got to have a Reddit account, and you can tie that into the Free Talk Live account, and there's like a little process to jump through. And some people jump through those hoops, and thank you to those people who have.
I have.
In order to just drop show prep in our chat room, you just have to be on the Discord server and then just paste in whatever you want.
Yep.
There's no process of having to submit a thing, so it's much easier to just drop it in. Now, there's also no voting necessarily in that way either, but I like it. There's been a lot of good content there. How much of the internet is fake? According to the Intelligencer at the New York Magazine, they say, turns out, a lot of it, actually. We'll see what they mean coming up here in moments. Toll free number to join us on the radio, 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is the New Year's Eve edition of the show, and you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to go learn the basics about cryptocurrency? Go take the Bitcoin.com Academy over at Bitcoin.com. Like the a lot of the rest of the website there, it is free. Of course, it's not free to buy Bitcoin, but you can also do that through
Bitcoin.
It's
about $3,700 to buy Bitcoin.
If you want to get one of them, you can always get a fraction. You can get a piece of, you know, spend $50, $20. You can do that and get a fraction of a Bitcoin. Go to Bitcoin.com, get started. It's the new year. This is something you can make a resolution for, is to learn about cryptocurrency. You've got to do that.
Just tune into the Call to Freedom.
Sooner rather than later. And that's a good way to do it. You guys have the crypto hour every single day, the 5 p.m. hour, which has actually sort of morphed recently into the crypto / gaming hour.
And tech. We talk about everything. We talk about a little bit of everything. But crypto news since the great crash of 2018. Crypto news has kind of just been that. Like, everybody's just talking about how everybody's losing money and ETFs haven't been approved, and crypto kitties and crypto gaming is big, and that's it. And people are going to jail for all the scams.
That makes me want to kill myself, so we try to avoid the topic.
Yeah. It's like, if we have to talk about gaming, we can't talk about the fact that crypto gaming is so huge right now. We have to talk about something else. So so we talk basically, me and Aria nerded out on the air one day, and the people that were listening liked it, and I was like, well, let's do this more often then.
So, not crypto-related news, but internet fakery news coming out of New York Magazine. In late November, the Justice Department unsealed indictments against 8 people accused of fleecing advertisers of $36 million in 2 of the largest digital ad fraud operations ever uncovered. Digital advertisers tend to want 2 things: people to look at their ads and their premium websites, i.e. established and legitimate publications, on which to host them. The 2 schemes at issue in the case, dubbed MethBot and 3VE by the security researchers who found them, faked both. Hucksters infected 1.7 million computers with malware that remotely directed traffic to spoofed websites, that is to say, empty websites designed for bot traffic, that served up a video ad purchased from one of the Internet's vast programmatic ad exchanges, but that were designed, according to the indictments, to, quote, fool advertisers into thinking that an impression of their ad was being served onto a premium publisher site, like that of Vogue or The Economist. So they were showing a video on a site to a malware bot, and somehow were managing to make it look like they were actually giving them views on big websites. Views, meanwhile, were faked by malware-infected computers with marvelously sophisticated techniques to intimate human, or excuse me, to imitate humans. Bots, quote, faked clicks, mouse movements, and social network login information to masquerade as engaged human consumers. Some were sent to browse the Internet to gather tracking cookies from other websites, just as a human visitor would have done through their regular behavior. And fake people with fake cookies and fake social media accounts, fake moving their fake cursors, fake clicking on fake websites. The fraudsters had essentially created a simulacrum of the Internet, where the only real things were the advertisements. How much of the Internet is fake? Studies generally suggest that year after year, less than 60% of web traffic is actually human. Some years, according to some researchers, a healthy majority of it is robot. For a period of time in 2013, the Times reported this year that a full half of YouTube traffic was bots masquerading as people. A portion so high that employees feared an inflection point after which YouTube's systems for detecting fraudulent traffic would begin to regard bot traffic as real and human traffic as fake.
Wow!
They called this hypothetical event, quote, the inversion. Now, according to
it's a real possibility. If their algorithm is dynamic enough to, you know, gauge behavior and say, okay, this is human and this isn't, and it assumes that the majority of traffic it gets is human,
right?
Sure.
In the future, writes the article at the Intelligencer, when I look back from the high-tech gamer jail in which President PewDiePie will have imprisoned me, I will remember 2018 as the year the Internet passed the inversion. Not in some strict
President PewDiePie.
Not in some strict numerical sense, since bots already outnumber humans online more years than not, but in the perceptual sense. The Internet has always played host in its dark corners to schools of catfish and embassies of Nigerian princes, but that darkness now pervades its every aspect. Everything that once seemed definitively and unquestionably real now seems slightly fake. Everything that once seemed slightly fake now has the power and presence of the real. I mean, Trump?
Yeah.
Doesn't that describe Trump?
Yes.
The fakeness of the post-inversion Internet is a less calculable falsehood and a more particular quality of experience. The uncanny sense that what you encounter online is not real, but is also undeniably not fake. And indeed, maybe both at once or in succession as you turn it over in your head. By the way, I'd like to just add in here, since we're talking about the Internet, did you guys notice? I just noticed this today. I went on three websites this afternoon, and they popped up one of those damn, accept the cookies. Let's explain to you what a cookie is.
And here's the accept website, button. Yes.
It seems like it's gotten worse now, and I think everybody's putting in their new policies for 2019 that it's New Year's Eve. They're putting in whatever the new programming is to start forcing these things on you. And they are more forced now, as of today, it seems like, than they've ever been.
I don't accept. I never accept.
But still, you've got it. Now, all of a sudden, there's an extra click required to go to every major website at this point. It used to be you just went to the web, and there was your website, even though there were some ads on it. Now you got to click past some accept button or hit the X button in order for it to, you know, like make the rest of the screen not dark gray, so you can actually read what's going on there, and it's taking up a good third to maybe even half of the screen.
Well, even when you get rid of that.
Europe.
At half the page still is going to be social media icons for you to share whatever it is you're trying to read rather than reading what you're trying to read.
Right.
Well, of course, less now that Google Plus is
reading
gone,
what we're trying to read isn't usually worth reading anyway.
But I just thought, you know what? I think it's getting worse than it has been. In fact, there was one of them that I clicked on, and then it gave me another notice letting me know that I had just clicked on that. And then I had to click past that. So that was a two-click website to get into. So now it's going to cost us more time just to get to the things that we want to, because some bureaucrats, politicians over in, you know, in the European Union passed this regulation last year. Yeah. And now every website in the world thinks they got to jump through these hoops or else they're going to go to prison.
It's nothing. You ought to see India.
What's going on there?
Oh, my God. India's new laws are just terrible. We covered them last week. Basically, any sharing of any kind. YouTube. This is getting these thrown in prison.
Sharing's illegal in India?
Well, they're cracking down on intellectual property.
Like hardcore cracking down.
Oh, boy.
Everything. There is no such thing as fair use. There's no such thing as satire. All that stuff is gone. You know, DJs remixing, gone. You upload that, you're in deep doo-doo.
Well, the Motion Picture Association must be really happy about that. That's sad.
Oh, I wonder if Bollywood has anything to do with it.
Because
they sell their movies uber cheap. I mean, you can go on Prime Video. If you go on Netflix, Prime, Hulu, there's literally more Indian movies on all of these places you can watch than there is anything else.
And really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Tons of them. Tons. I mean, there's lots of good stuff to watch, but... Oh, my God. There's three times as many Indian movies as there is everything else.
But still, all those rules in India aren't affecting every single website in the world.
Well,
every damn website's putting these damn notices up about the cookies.
See, that's what they were worried about, is that what happens is it's a lot easier for a lot of these content providers to comply with the law than it is to build a separate internet for all these different countries.
Yep.
And that's what they're worried about, is that since... They, as you said, everybody's falling down and falling in line with Europe's new regulations.
Yeah,
and
so
the fear is that the same thing is going to happen with India. Mm-hmm. Either that, or India is going to have to create its own internet like they did in China. They're going to have to create like their own version of the Great Wall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bad news.
Or we'll just migrate to Tor.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah, because Tor is a thing. It exists.
Tor stands for the Onion Router, which you can learn more about. You should learn more about. Of course, there are some questions as to the security of Tor that were revealed within the last few years.
I definitely wouldn't use the default Tor browser.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is there like a special Tor browser that you know about, or do you just have to like do all the configuring yourself?
I avoid it.
Okay.
Unless it's something that I really don't need security for anyway, in which, you know, reasonable security is probably okay for that. But
that said,
like,
there are still a bunch of darknet drug websites that are selling to thousands upon thousands of people without any NASBUS ever happening in the history of Tor. So, I mean, for all the sites they've taken down, they haven't done huge roundups or anything like that. They'll get a handful of folks, but that's usually about as far as it goes. Of course, Ross Ulbricht's in prison for the rest of his life. Two life sentences plus 40 years, and, well, he just celebrated, I think, his sixth year, if you can say commemorate his sixth year in prison behind bars for Christmas. More coming up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.